Hello and welcome back to Can Queer. You're listening to us on Can Queer. I got that backwards. You normally do it. I'm Sebastian.
My name is Luke Smith.
Today there's some pretty good news from around the world. The first one in Namibia, for those of you who of course know your Southern African geography, Namibia is on the west coast, north of South Africa and west of Botswana. And recently the High Court determined that it was unconstitutional to have any laws that criminalize or target LGBT folks. Now, in the context of Namibia, this almost exclusively, but not entirely, targets gay men. And just the way that it shakes out in actuality, it's typically younger gay men. But either way, it's a non-issue anymore. They have determined that this should no longer be a practice. And they're sort of moving on from that. Botswana came to a similar decision, I think, 10 years ago, and South Africa was like one of the first to decriminalize in the 60s or something.
The interesting thing is that this law is sort of some baggage from South Africa, and just has never been overturned once Namibia became an independent state. It's almost never been really enforced, but when it has been, it's really just a blunt tool being used by those who have axes to grind. So this is great news from Namibia. I think you also said there's some good news out of Thailand.
Yes, out of Thailand, the Thai Senate has recently passed. Would it be a law? What would you say? Oh, whatever. They're allowing same-sex marriage in Thailand now. Now, multiple Southeast Asian countries have sort of partnerships or sort of legal equivalents to marriage, but Thailand is the first country to actually use the language of marriage in a same-sex relationship on their books. So they are now falling in step. They're sort of coming in place with Europe. Other countries are sort of working on it. Japan's working on their own thing. I believe South Korea's sort of working on something, but Thailand beat them to it, and they are now the first in Southeast Asia with full marriage.
Excellent. We're going to jump to a few more tracks, and we will be back just after this. Oh, yeah, do you want to introduce them?
Yeah, we'll be starting off with the Pet Shop Boys with It's Not a Crime, moving on to the Canadian entry of this list, Tegan and Sarah's Boyfriend, and finally, Stacey's Brother by Mad Cy.
I insisted on adding this one. It's a great track. All right, we'll be back just after this.
Yes. this particular game. I need to know the rules if you want me to play. I gotta tell ya.
with your big brother.
Hello and welcome back. You're listening to Can Queer on your local radio. I'm Sebastian.
My name is Luke Smith. Did you ever watch The Golden Girls, Sebastian?
I didn't. I was not a Golden Girls gay. When it was first on, I was a child and I was too young to appreciate it. And when it came in reruns it became sort of a staple of the gay community. It didn't really appeal to me. I've seen episodes. Well, I don't know. It's the kind of thing where other people tell me they like it, and I'm like, yeah, I can see why. But I don't know. It's like Seinfeld, it's not for me.
Seinfeld's not for me either. But the Golden Girls might be getting a gay modern inspired by show featuring Matt Bomer and Nathan Lane. It's being put together by Ryan Murphy, who's done incredible queer TV in the last 10, 20 years. Mm-hmm. And it's written by the guys behind Will and Grace.
Okay.
So heavy hitters. It's sort of Golden Girls inspired. I'm excited for it. I never really watched the Golden Girls, not a Golden Girl gay. But yeah, I'm excited about this one. It's going to be some good TV.
This is a real phenomenon. When I worked in the gay bar years ago, there were multiple customers that were elderly gay men who had roommates, partly for the company, partly for keeping the cost down, partly to keep an eye on each other. This is very much a real thing, and they all had peculiar relationships, and peculiar in very different ways. I'm not saying peculiar as a euphemism for bad, just like they had odd relationships with their roommates. So this sounds like it could be interesting.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on that. I believe it's not even in production yet. But you get Nathan Lane in anything. You could open an envelope and I would probably watch. So yeah, a huge Nathan Lane fan. Any other news that you've come across, Sebastian?
Nothing major. There's a bigger story that we were going to do last week, but it was sort of, I don't know. It's pretty time consuming to get into it. We can delay it till next week. It's not really a news story. It's more like the results of a survey.
Oh, yes. Yeah, there's a few different things that we'll dive into, which will be a lot easier to do when I can actually enunciate and articulate. Unfortunately, thank you for bearing with us with this show. I'm going to go drink a lot of chamomile tea and honey. Mm-hmm. But I believe with the two songs we've got lined up to go that we have run out of time. Mm-hmm. I'll let you introduce them, but I've been Luke Smith.
And I've been Sebastian, and we'll be playing out with It's a Sin by Elton John, featuring Ollie Alexander, and finishing off with one of the more famous and more recognizable winners of Eurovision, Conchita Wurst, with Rise Like a Phoenix.
Fading light, I fly, rise like a phoenix. I
Many things to admire.